This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and joining us from our Bismarck studio, Sue Balcom.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sue comes to us once a week to talk about food from the Root Cellars Farm outside of Mandan, and typically we talk about all sorts of food that you grow, but you're also kind of an amateur mycologist.
Yeah, that's a pretty big word for somebody like me, man. And yes, I did not have very good luck the first time I tried this, but you know, mushrooms are awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you guys like mushrooms?
I do, love them, yeah.
Oh. And I love mushroom hunting, most specifically because my husband loves mushroom hunting and I'm better at it than he is.
Right. But the secret there is the place to hunt. Nobody ever gives those locations out. There are no GPS maps that say the morels are over there, the morels are over there, which kind of sucks.
But they like hardwood forests, I think.
Yes, yes. And there is a technique to that. So if you're an amateur mushroom hunter, I would not go out and just be stuffing anything in your mouth that looks like a mushroom, because sometimes it's a fungi and you wouldn't be a fungi after fungi. So be careful out there when you're doing that. And that is a spring thing too, isn't it?
Morels are. Yeah.
Yes.
There are some that are fall.
I've never seen any other mushroom hunters around here, but I do know that seasonally, this would be a time for lots of portobellos and crimneys and all those kinds of mushrooms. However, for some reason now, more and more people are growing mushrooms, and they're really available year-round. But right now, boy, I have found some absolutely wonderful mushrooms in the grocery store, you know, fresh and firm. Mushrooms do not like water. So if you're going to buy them from the store, you certainly don't want to wash them before you absolutely use them. And if you're not afraid of a little bit of soil, you can definitely brush anything off of them that looks like it might not be mushroom-wise and just use them like that. There are special brushes you can get for brushing off your mushrooms also.
Well, let's talk about the health benefits, because they're loaded with good stuff, aren't they?
Well, and this is so weird, because a mushroom is the only natural food source of vitamin D. And lately, there's been a lot of talk about how we aren't getting enough vitamin D and people are taking vitamin D supplements. I would much prefer eating mushrooms over swallowing a
pill. Isn't that the sunshine vitamin?
Yeah.
Well, right.
But mushrooms, you
don't grow in the dark.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? That's really that. I have to think about that. They also have vitamin B and trace elements of selenium and copper and niacin, potassium and phosphorus, which is hard to come by. But there are over 30 species of mushrooms that actually glow in the dark.
Wow.
Now, if those would be the edible ones, then hunting mushrooms would be like way easier, wouldn't it?
Right?
And actually, they have this bioluminescence chemical that creates what's called foxfire, and people have been known to use these fungi to light their way through the woods back a long time ago, before we had so many yard lights, and now we don't have so many dark out there anymore.
Wow.
And they're mostly water. You know, mushrooms are mostly water, which is another reason why they're really good for you.
Well, the ones I usually see in the grocery store are those oyster mushrooms or those white ones. As you mentioned, they have others as well. But how about growing them?
Oh, my gosh. I tried this once. I did a lot of conferences when I was working in the farm industry. And so there are people now that you can actually purchase mushroom growing kits from. However, we cut birch logs and we put them downstairs in the root cellar and we inoculated them and just left them. And pretty soon we didn't see anything happening and didn't see anything happening. And then we had some mold mitigation going on down there because of some water. And the guy's like, get those out of here. So I'm like, God, I'm not my mushroom logs. So we threw them outside the back of the house. And then in the spring, went out there and I said, oh, my gosh, we should have been chucking these logs, because they came and went. We did actually grow mushrooms.
Oh.
We just didn't get to harvest them in time. So
when you say you inoculated this log, did you rub a mushroom on it? What do you mean?
Well, rub a mushroom. Well, you have to buy something called a spawn, because it is a microbial sort of thing. You know, like your fungus on your trees kind of – they send out little feelers and they eat things that are decaying. So you get a spawn and you inoculate a growing medium. Uh-huh. You know, it's kind of like being exposed to the flu virus to ward off the flu virus. You know, you get inoculated. And I just found out, like, recently that coffee grounds, spent coffee grounds can be used to inoculate mushroom spawn. And then you can grow. And I happen to work in a church, and I take home at least a bucket full, if not two, of coffee grounds every week, dry them out in my greenhouse, throw the coffee filters away, and then spread those grounds on the garden. But I'm going to have to find some mushrooms and try to grow them, because you just need a bucket or a bag of coffee grounds, and dry them out, put them in your container, and then, you know, mix the mushroom spawn in there, which, you know, that kind of sounds alien-like,
yeah.
You know, like if you're a sci-fi person like myself. And then you mix this in there and keep your bag or container in a warm, dark place, and then it will turn white. And that's a good sign, because that means, another sci-fi thing here, they're colonizing your coffee grounds. But you have to keep your eyes on them. If you find anything that looks like green or off-colored, that's a competitor mold. So this is very similar to when you're making sauerkraut. Your temperature, your atmosphere, how dark it is, and all that kind of stuff plays into which microbes start to develop first. So if you have like your cabbage and salt in a too warm of a climate, the bad bacteria grows and you get the mold before you get the good fermentation. So that's the same thing with the mushroom growing thing here.
Are there certain mushrooms that are kind of easier for at home?
I think that the oyster mushroom is probably the easiest.
Okay.
If you do purchase spawn kits for mushroom growers, then you'll want to talk to them, because there are, you know, like if you're living in the Northwoods in Minnesota, you're able to grow different varieties of mushrooms than you would be, out on the plains that are supposed to be dry. But so far that hasn't panned out this fall. We have like lots of moisture in the air, so we would have a little bit different atmosphere to grow our mushrooms in.
So if you're successful with this spawn and you actually get these mushrooms going, did they just keep on going then once you get them started?
Nope. Once you harvest them, that's it.
Okay.
So you want to cut them, you know, right at the base. Let them grow to as big as you want. The longer you wait, apparently some of them grow so fast that you can actually see it overnight. So I wonder if they're related to zucchini. I don't know. But you want them, I like them big and meaty, and, you know, like portobellos are
right.
Some of my favorite mushrooms. But you can get quite a few mushrooms. And then, of course, you can do just like you would in the garden. You know, once they start producing, then go ahead and start another batch behind them. And so you will always have enough mushrooms to eat, like, all the time. And coffee grounds should be readily available at your local Starbucks.
Can you do, like, spore saving? Like, okay, you have an heirloom tomato, you save the seeds, you plant those next year. Or is it just too difficult of a process, you need to hire it out? Or
That is something I do not know how to do myself. But I would imagine that they would be saving parts, or maybe once they start growing, but not fully mature. You know, you'd have to, you know, just like you would save a little bit of kombucha to start another kombucha batch.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. But there are, easy to mail order. There's lots of places. There's a place called growcycle.com, and they have complete information on there how to grow oyster mushrooms, especially on waste coffee grounds. Now, once again, you don't want to use like fresh ground coffee grounds on your garden and or to grow mushrooms. Somehow running water through those grounds takes out a lot of the acid and other kinds of things. And then we drink it. We're drinking that part and
right.
saving
this
the good
the
stuff for
product.
The garden.
And presumably you don't want to use a flavored coffee?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't even know how people can drink flavored coffee, but that's
you.
Just
I
personal.
Agree,
like if I want sweet coffee, I'll have a Pfeffernuss with my coffee, and then that sweetens it. So, but you have to try homemade mushroom soup.
If let's do that.
Yeah, if you're going to grow mushrooms, you know, when we were in college, we used to eat the canned stuff. And I swear that they've done something to that recipe because when you open it up, it doesn't even look the same. And cream of mushroom soup is very simply sautéed mushrooms, garlic, onions in a little bit of butter. You can add a little bit of dry red or white wine. And then what you want to do when that use lots of butter too, by the
Thank
way.
You.
Don't be shy about the butter. So you've got butter and you've got those mushrooms swimming in the butter. And then you want to throw a couple, 3 or 4 tablespoons of flour on top of that. Cook it for a little bit longer. Then you can do it two ways. You can either go straight for the cream, or you can use some chicken stock over the top of that, simmer it, adjust your spices. It'll start to thicken up and get milky colored. And then you can add, you know, a cup or two of heavy cream, or use evaporated milk if you don't like cream. But the cream is the bomb. So then you don't want to boil it after you add that cream, because it'll curdle.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, the more mushrooms in a soup like that, just the better it is.
It just sounds delicious.
Oh, and warm as the weather gets cold. And so, yes, enjoy.
Well, we will. Bon appetit. We've talked about mushrooms with Sue Balcom for Main Street Eats.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.
What's happening is next.